We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, coming up on the top of the 7 o'clock hour, WIP Morning Show, John Johnson in for Angelo, Al Morgani, Rhea Hughes, Dan Donnelly. We're here today, Angelo, back tomorrow. And so much has happened over the weekend, and so much will happen this week with all four teams in this town. And nice enough to join us on the line. He can give us a different viewpoint. Not only does he spend time covering the teams here, but he goes back and forth between Philadelphia and New York, so he can give us a different perspective than what we could normally see from within our bubble. Nice enough to join us from the press of Atlantic City, Mike McGarry. What's up, Mike?
Hey, John. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm all right, Mike. We have so much to get into. Let's dive right into it. So I know that you spent a chunk of the weekend at Citizens Bank Park. I guess we'll go with the most recent must-win game yesterday afternoon. Aaron Nola on the mound, and he delivered. Mike, is it, you know, I don't want to ask for too much, but is it too much to ask for that version of Nola the rest of the way?
No, it's not. And if the Phillies are to, you know, get to the postseason for the first time since 2011, they're going to need that performance that they got from Nola yesterday. I don't think anybody will argue that Nola has had a disappointing season so far. He's had his moments. But, you know, he had struggled in his previous five starts before yesterday. His ERA was almost 8 in his previous five starts. And one thing Dave Dombrowski said on Saturday was, not only are the Phillies looking to make a trade, but, hey, a way for them to make the playoffs is for their current players to play and perform better. And he mentioned Aaron Nola by name, and Nola has 10 more starts probably left this season. If he pitches like he did yesterday, which is not unreasonable, it could be a big boost to the Phillies.
Now, before they laid their eggs Saturday night, Dave Dombrowski spoke. They're going to be buyers, right, Mike?
That's what he said. You know, he said they're not looking to be sellers. They're looking to be buyers. How big a buyers they will be, that's still left to be seen. But he made no doubt that they are in the buying market. And it's funny. You know, he says they're buyers, and then he kind of acknowledges the team's faults in the next sentence. Like, he says, we're buyers, but we're not a good defensive team. But because of the division they're in, they are a flawed team chasing a flawed team in the Mets. And he said, yes, they are buyers.
Well, this is a perfect segue into my next question, Mike. You can speak with a very unique perspective, bouncing back and forth between Citizens Bank Park and Citi Field. You know both these teams well. Is it therefore a smart decision for the Phillies to buy, considering what the Mets are doing right now?
You know, I think it is at this point. The other thing I liked what Dombrowski said was on Saturday was they're not going to trade any elite prospects. Now, there are some people who will say, do the Phillies have any elite prospects? That's a topic for another discussion, obviously. But he said, we're not going to trade any elite prospects for a rental player, but they are going to look to – you know, to me, the message I took out of his meeting with reporters is they're going to look to tweak around the edges or boost the roster around the edges. They're not going to mess with the core of the team. I do think that needs to be done in the offseason. But right now, the Phillies have a chance. They're four games back. They haven't made the playoffs since 2011. I mean, who are the Phillies not to make a run at it and try to make the playoffs? It's partially the division they're in, but they have a chance. So, you know, they have a lottery ticket. Why not see if it can pay off?
Interesting. Now, Mike, let's jump over to football now. Eagles training camp gets underway this week. Players report tomorrow. Birds added a corner yesterday in Steven Nelson, filling a big hole. Now, should Eagles fans enter this training camp brimming with optimism, or should they be more hesitant, in your opinion?
maybe somewhere in the middle right now. I think you can't get too carried away. You have to remember that this team won four games last year. You have to remember that the rookie, the quarterback Jalen Hurts, does not have a ton of experience. But you have to like some of the moves they made in the offseason. And tell you what, I rewatched and getting ready for training camp this week, some of the stories I'm doing. I rewatched some of the media availability, the Zoom sessions that the Eagles assistant coaches had last month. And, you know, I'm impressed with the staff. I'm impressed with the enthusiasm of the staff. They seem to be a bunch of guys who love football, who love doing what they do, have a lot of enthusiasm for it. I like the defensive coordinator, rewatching that. So I think, you know, cautious optimism, but still, you know, we have to see how it plays out over the course of a season. I don't think they're going to go from 4 wins to 12 wins. You know, I think 4 wins to 7 wins is a more realistic possibility.
Hmm. Now, one player who the Eagles simply and fans simply cannot avoid, just when they want to fully focus on Jalen Hurts, the name Deshaun Watson keeps resurfacing. And over the weekend, I believe it was Peter King wrote a whole thing on it about how there's continued interest by the Eagles in Deshaun Watson. Mike, how should Howie Roseman handle all of this?
Well, you know, from the football perspective, you make the move for Deshaun Watson every day of the week and twice on Tuesday, right? He's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. But I think you cannot make that move until his off-the-field legal situations are resolved. And you find out what is going to happen to him both off the field via the legal system and via the NFL. You know, if you make a move for Deshaun Watson, you're saying a lot about your organization. You're saying a lot about the values of your organization. And I don't think you can make a move for him until you know every fact of what has happened in his cases and how that situation is resolved. Go ahead.
Oh, so that's the question I've been struggling with is, so say he settles all of these lawsuits, okay? Doesn't face legal charges, so technically he's free. I don't know what the NFL, but there's been other cases of players who didn't face legal charges and still got suspended. It's really tough to grapple with how you can make this guy the face of your organization despite how talented he is.
Yeah, I agree 110%. I think you've got to delve into these cases. You've got to find out every detail, and then you've got to decide as an organization, are you comfortable with having him, as exactly as you said, be the face of your organization, be the quarterback of your football team. And I think you've got to know, I think you've got to do your due diligence. I think you've got to at first wait for the situation to be resolved, both from the legal aspect and the NFL aspect. And if another team swoops in and takes him, you know, so be it. But I think this decision says a lot about who your organization is and what your organization values. And if I'm making that decision, I want as much information as possible before I decide. And I don't think you have that right now.
Now, Mike, the following question I have for you, I asked specifically to you because you spent so much time going in and out of locker rooms, of course, prior to COVID. And the Phillies are currently experiencing, I believe it was 8 or 9 players now who have either been placed on the COVID-related IL or are still on it. Now, the NFL monitoring all of this, and then they put out that huge statement last week, sending it out to all the teams saying that, you know, if you're unvaccinated and your team has an outbreak and unvaccinated players are the chief reason why, it could result in you receiving an L if we can't reschedule the game. And since that time, more players are speaking out, both pro and against having to get the vaccine. I'm just curious, do you expect, when it comes to the NFL, do you expect maybe some locker rooms being at odds as a result, or do you think this is more of an unspoken thing until something happens?
I think the NFL, you know, is going to their aggressive stance is going with the vaccine is going to pay off. I think you're going to see more players get it. You know, all of us. Hey, if somebody says the threat of not getting paid works for everybody, right? So. I also don't expect them to have any forfeits or anything like that. They were able to get through last season without having any games postponed had a couple games postponed, but they didn't have to cancel any games. I would expect the same thing this season. But, you know, my opinion on that is just, you know, players have the right, people have the right not to get vaccinated, but the NFL also has the right to say, if you do not get vaccinated, there are ramifications of that choice, and that choice might result in your team being, you know, having a forfeit or not having a game played and a game being postponed. So I don't have any problems with what the NFL has done here. And, you know, from the Phillies' perspective, yes, they had Travis Jankowski placed on the COVID list yesterday. Putting the health concerns aside, it's got to be disrupting from a baseball perspective, just kind of roster perspective, you know, all the juggling they've had to do with the COVID situation in the past week. So I'm sure teams want to avoid that too, putting the health side and just concentrating on the, you know, the football, baseball performance side. I think most teams would like as much stability with their roster as possible. And one way to do that is to make sure everybody's vaccinated. Mm.
Final question I have for you, Mike. I know later on this week you'll be covering the NBA draft, whether it's the Sixers or one of the New York teams. Either way, you'll be covering it. Mike, Sixers fans are waiting on bated breath here. Do you think Ben Simmons will be a Sixer come Friday morning?
You know, I kind of do. I think a deal this big, I do for a couple reasons. I think a deal this big takes time. I also think the fact that, you know, to me, obviously the number one target is Dame Lillard, right, and Portland Trailblazers. He's over in Tokyo right now playing for the U.S. Men's team over there in Tokyo. And I think, you know, trading Dame Lillard is not the same as, you know, that scene from Moneyball where Brad Pitt trades Jeremy Giambi, right? He says, hey, Jeremy, you're going to the Phillies. Here's Ed Wade's number. See you later. You know, Portland trades Dame Lillard. That's a 50-50 deal. And Lillard, especially after yesterday's loss to France, has a lot on his plate this week. So I don't know if that's going to happen this week. I don't know if the Sixers, you know, they have the number 28 pick, the draft capital they have. Unless they get a third team involved. But I do think that Ben Simmons at some point will be traded. But I think Friday morning you wake up, I think Ben Simmons is still on the 76ers.
Mike McGarry does a brilliant job covering both the Philly and New York markets. For links to all his stories, I know over the weekend a lot of stuff about the Phillies, a lot of stuff about Dave Dombrowski. You should be following him on Twitter for links to all of that, at AC Press McGarry. Mike, as always, thanks, man.
Okay, John, see you down the road. Thanks.
All right, Mike McGarry, nice enough to join us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.